news today, oh boy.
It's time for Nicole Sandler's What's News from NicoleSandler.com and the Progressive Voices Network.
The global death toll from the coronavirus pandemic passed 1 million on Monday, with more than 33 million confirmed infections. About 205,000 people have already died in the United States. More controversy out of the Centers for Disease Control as NBC News reporter Monica Alba happened to be seated behind CDC Director James Redfield on a recent flight from Atlanta to D.C. She overheard him speaking on the phone about Trump's latest addition to the coronavirus task force.
You have this public health official making a phone call in public and not holding back on his thoughts of what Dr. Scott Atlas is essentially representing and conveying to the president on everything related to the pandemic when it comes to how useful masks may be, whether young people are susceptible to the virus, and the potential benefits of herd immunity. Dr. Redfield was essentially saying that he doesn't support Dr. Atlas's views on many of these topics and that they make their way to the president and then, of course, ultimately to the public. So when we deplane in Washington, I spoke to Dr. Redfield. He confirmed that that is indeed who he was talking about. This newcomer to the task force is a neuroradiologist, but he does not have a background either in public health or in infectious diseases. And the reason really he was added to the team is because the president saw him on Fox News pushing to reopen the country, pushing to reopen schools. And that's something the president wanted in his task force. That's why he brought him in and why he's had such an elevated public role where we've seen the other doctors in a diminished presence, at least from the briefing room in recent weeks.
Aftershocks continue from the earth-shattering New York Times report on 20 years of Donald Trump's tax records. We've now learned, among other things, that for more than a decade, Donald Trump paid nearly nothing in federal income tax. Nancy Pelosi noted that Trump appeared in the report to be more than $400 million in debt and said that raised a national security question because a foreign lender could have leverage over him. The White House called the Times report a partisan hit job. Trump at first called it totally fake news, then shifted and accused the newspaper of illegally obtaining his financial information. He also tweeted that he paid many millions of dollars in taxes. And Republican lawmakers, well, they were largely silent on the issue. An investigation by Britain's Channel 4 News turned up this interesting tidbit. Donald Trump's presidential election campaign attempted to discourage millions of Black Americans from voting in 2016. The Deterrence Project was run by Trump's digital campaign team. It targeted 3.5 million Black people with ads in an attempt to get them to stay home on election day. That group was characterized as deterrents, or voters who were not likely to vote for Trump and could potentially be deterred from voting at all. Almost 200 million people in 16 key battleground states were separated by an algorithm into audiences, so they could then be targeted with tailored ads on Facebook and other platforms. So this happened. A grand juror in the Breonna Taylor case filed a rare court motion asking the Kentucky Attorney General, Daniel Cameron, to unseal the grand jury records, suggesting that Cameron totally misrepresented what went on in that hearing. CNN has more.
The grand juror who filed the motion wrote about how the attorney general mischaracterized their work. And here's what that juror said, that the attorney general Cameron attempted to make it very clear that the grand jury alone made the decision on who and what to charge, using the grand jurors as a shield to deflect accountability and responsibility for these decisions only sows more seeds of doubt in the process while leaving a cold chill down the spines of grand jurors. Now, the attorney general initially said that he would not release it because it was secretive and it was a secretive proceeding. But there's been a lot of controversy surrounding exactly what evidence the grand jury in this case heard. It was as the family has suspected, and lawyers for the family and many of the people who took to the streets of Louisville here have said that they believe that they did not present any evidence related to the killing of Breonna Taylor, and that appears to be the case. We may get this information today. The attorney general is supposed to file it by tomorrow, but it could be released today.
I guess they're taking one more shot at it. House Democrats released a scaled-back version of their COVID-19 stimulus bill after the Senate refused to take up a bigger one, the HEROES Act that the House passed in May. The $2.2 trillion package, down from the $3.4 trillion one it originally released, would extend the Paycheck Protection Program to help hardest-hit businesses, restore the weekly $600 federal unemployment payments through January, provide another round of $1,200 stimulus checks, and major funding for the Postal Service and coronavirus testing. Fingers crossed. And that's just a bit of what's news for now. I'm Nicole Sandler. If you appreciate these reports and the Nicole Sandler Show, I hope you'll consider making a contribution. My work is 100% listener supported, and I can't do it without your help. Find out more at NicoleSandler.com, and please click on that donate button.